My name is Camilla Pistilli, and together with my husband Stefano Capaccioli, with Still Novo Design, we create beautiful home decor, green ideas, and custom-made furniture that are all made with recycled French wine barrels. And you can learn more at www.stillnovodesign.etsy.com.
You're listening to iWine Radio. My name is Lynn Creelo Chamberlain, host of Wine and Dine.
I've learned of a fun website and a designer of recycled oak wine barrels for original creations for your home and your lifestyle recently, and I'm really excited to bring to you a conversation with Camilla Pistilli. Her family actually operates a business called Still Novo Design, and their products are available for sale on Etsy, and Etsy.com is all about handcrafted artisan producers. Let me read to you a little bit of eco-friendly, elegant home decor. Custom furniture and green gift ideas are made with solid white oak wood staves reclaimed from French wine barrels. Camilla, can you please tell us how long has your family been designing things for the home and for people's lives from recycled oak barrels? What a fantastic idea, especially in this day and age when people are so interested in green and recycling.
It is indeed, and actually this is a beautiful material, and we have found out about it just a few years ago, about 4 years ago, and we found out that the properties of the oak in itself gets leached out from the barrel, and after 3 to 5 vintages, the barrel is basically useless and it gets discarded. And the wood of the barrel is actually quite precious. So my husband is an experienced and passionate woodworker, and so he recognized the quality of the oak and the potential that this wonderful material had. So we started experimenting. We found that there were a few things out there on the market, but they were not at the standards that we were wishing to produce our things at. So we started experimenting, and we have created quite a variety of new creations.
Well, why don't you list off for us? And I think that in particular the tables, the furniture is just beautiful. Good photo. And I mentioned to my husband that some of the styles almost look reminiscent. They remind me of the arts and crafts period.
Yes, indeed, actually. What my husband was disappointed with, in a way, in the way that this material was used, was what is called the shabby chic. That had for us nothing chic about it. Was really shabby. So we liked the rustic quality of the material, but we wanted to have a more modern and stylish approach. So we have created an assortment of over probably 40 different designs, and indeed we love making pieces of furniture that we know that are durable, and they become heirlooms for a family because the material is quite solid, and it's true wood. There is nothing fake about it. And yes, we love experimenting with that still to this day. I think we have just as many designs in the back burner at this point.
And you do accept custom design or commission work pieces, as I understand it.
Absolutely. Actually, we love commission work because it challenges our creativity and has always given us the opportunity to understand better what our customers are looking for and what their needs are. So sometimes we come up with ideas between ourselves and just to find out that it's not what people are looking for. So when we receive commission work, actually that focuses us on what is actually needed, and it opens us to new possibilities.
Can I ask about your history and your husband's history as a woodworker? How long has he and you been, even before you discovered this wonderful opportunity through the wine barrels. How long have you been in the woodworking business?
Well, my husband has been a woodworker for about 20 years now, and he's a woodworker and furniture maker, and he possesses endless creativity and abilities and meticulous skills. So he's very good at what he does, but he loves creating things. So sometimes in the kind of work that he does, cabinetry and carpentry, he doesn't have space for his creativity to be expressed. So this part of our job, in a way, is what gives him a wider, broader field to express himself.
Camila, have you always been living in Northern California, or if not, how long have you been in the States?
We moved here about 18 years ago, and we loved it. Our area is quite special to us. It's quite beautiful, and we found ourselves at home. So we love going back to Italy as tourists, and we have two wonderful twin girls.
Oh, wow.
They are 11 years old, and they are part of the family business, because every time we come up with a new idea, we show it to them. They give us their very opinionated opinions about what we come up with, and so we are right at home, and we love being here, and our girls actually speak much better English than we do, and they have a terrible American accent when they speak Italian.
Oh, isn't that funny? That's the way it goes. Well, what part of Italy are you from?
I am from Rome, and my husband was born in Florence and raised in Rome. And I think that's what one of the ingredients that makes our work special. I think there is a certain European influence. There is a certain we look for certain lines and silhouettes in what we do that have probably a more modern touch.
I never thought about cabinetry. So people, because on your website, which is stillnovodesigns.itsy.com, you have
correct
pictures of furniture and candelabra and keychains, and you'll have to list off for us everything, but I didn't see pictures of cabinetry. So is that mainly custom work?
That is custom work, yes. There are many crazy things that we have done with this material. We have made even a gigantic window bird feeder, and we cannot list everything because some things are really specific and in a way too particular, but we know that there are endless possibilities to this material. Especially we also work with fermentation barrels, and the fermentation barrels have gigantic, very hefty staves that allow us to do bigger projects, let's say.
Okay.
And yes.
Do you ever, because certain pieces of wood like fermentation barrels are so large, does your husband ever work on site?
Yes, sometimes he has, yes. Yes, for some projects that have been required.
Yeah. Have you ever received orders from wineries, or it occurs to me that Michael Chiarello would, this is right up his alley for his stores and his catalogs. I mean, do you have that kind of business?
Well, not for wineries. We haven't worked much for wineries, but we have worked a lot. My husband actually has worked for wineries, but not specifically to create things with our material. But in the Napa area, there are so many wine lovers, and we found out that there are quite a few people that have wineries in their own homes, and they have wine tasting rooms in their homes, and they do build. We have built displays and tables and tasting tables for private people, let's say.
What, I don't have a printout of it right in front of me, but I remember seeing, I think it was called a crate barrel. It's a storage unit. Beautiful. Can you describe that?
Well, our barrel crate can accommodate either beer bottles or wine bottles. It's a wonderful little piece that actually was commissioned from one of our customers. and who happened to be a brewer, a beer brewer, and he needed something that was practical and beautifully looking at the same time, because he wanted to have a tasting room. So he commissioned a few of these barrel crates that were for beer bottles, and we have turned the piece into a wine bottle holder as well. And it's been a very successful piece. I think people like to organize their either recyclables or wine bottles or beer bottles in a way that looks fantastic and is practical at the same time. So it has been a very successful piece.
Do people ever ask you to paint the pieces of furniture that you make and like put wood stain on it or something, or are all the pieces natural so you can see the wood stain through however you finish it?
Yes, well it depends. It's really up to people's taste and needs. Often people want to have whatever piece we create for them. They want to have it with the same kind of finish of the pre-existing furniture that
okay.
they have at their homes. So we are often required to stain and finish the pieces with a certain color. But regardless of the colors and the stains that we use, I think that the beauty of the wood always comes through.
Yes. We have an old home, old 1922, and it just breaks my heart that people put so many layers of paint on top of it, and to let the wood, the beauty of the wood shine through is truly a work of art in and of itself. Camila, we're going to go to a short break here, and
sure.
when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Camila Pistilli, who is owner-operator of Still Novo Design, on the web at stillnovodesign.itsy.com. You're listening to Wine and Dine.
Ciao, my name is Niccolò Mascheroni Stianti. I am the owner of Castello di Volpaia in Tuscany, and our organic wines and organic philosophy is exported worldwide, and you can find more information on our website, www.volpaia.com, and keep listening to Lynn on Wine and Dine. Ciao.
Hello, my name is Tracy Ryder. I'm the co-founder of Edible Communities. You can find our book or more about our company at ediblecommunities.com.
My name is Lynn Creelo Chamberlain, host of Wine and Dine. We're continuing our conversation with Camila Pistilli, who, along with her husband, operate Still Novo Design. They are artisan woodworkers that create durable and heirloom pieces for your home and your lifestyle. And on their website are pictures of 40 different designs. They also have a beautiful presence on Facebook. Now, I'm curious to ask, if you would please, because we touched on this a little bit at the beginning, Camila, what is your philosophy about wood? What is your philosophy about how you approach, you know, taking a wood barrel? And does your husband and do the two of you go and buy wood sight unseen, or do you go and look at barrels and pick and choose? Like winemakers pick and choose different barrels to create specific lots of wine sort of thing. I mean, how does that work?
Well, it works pretty much as you are guessing it works, actually. Well, we have rescued, let's say, quite a few barrels. We have purchased some of them from local wineries. And so my husband has a lot of material on storage. And when we need to create a piece, he goes and he chooses the pieces that, in a way, have a specific grain, they have a specific curve. Every barrel stave is different.
Yeah.
So the shape, the curve, the thickness, everything is different. So, in a way, he needs to match the staves and choose them in a way that they are cohesive with the idea that is going for and the piece that is trying to create, the size and the look that we are looking for. I have to say that the more we worked with this wood, the more we have noticed and appreciated that uniqueness that is in each barrel. Every barrel has a different grain. The quality and the character of every stave presents a different history. So for us, every dent, discoloration, and mark that we find on the wood is a valued and honored sign of age, and we have a lot of respect for it. So there are sometimes customers that ask us to cover those dents and somehow get rid of the imperfections, and that in a way it doesn't really go with the whole concept. We
expect
to actually honor those imperfections because they are like those wrinkles on our faces. They deserve respect. I'm talking about my face.
No, I agree with you totally.
So yes, and the wood is. It is an almost wise wood, so we respect that and we honor that in every piece.
Oh, I like that expression, wise wood.
Yes.
Now, Camila, on your do you only work with French wine barrels, or do you work with American wine barrels or Hungarian wine barrels? You know, different Yugoslavian, or is it only French wine barrels?
I don't know if it's a coincidence, but we have always worked with French wine barrels, occasionally with German wine barrels.
Oh.
But the French oak seems to have specific qualities that winemakers look for. And I don't know if this is the area specifically that helps the trees to be richer in terms of those qualities that they are good for the wine in itself. So most of the time we work with French wine barrels.
Are you allowed to name names of what wineries you purchased, you recycled or rescued the French wine barrels from?
I'm not sure about that, but there are quite a few. We are fortunate in a way of being just a few miles away from the Napa area, so we really have a vast assortment of wineries where we can go, and some of these wineries are quite gracious and they let us just pick what we like and take them. Probably it's even good for them. Some of these wineries just discard the barrels without a purpose.
Oh,
so
my.
We give them a purpose, and we transform them, and we put them in our customers' hands to have a new a longer life. So it's quite a gratifying experience.
Over the years, I've seen various entities take or recycle wine barrels and use them as water barrels for, you know, getting water off the roof or something when it rains, or for a barrel for planting, putting plants in, that sort of thing. And that has never sat well with me. And I really like the idea that you are giving the barrels a purpose that is something that's so much higher. I don't know how to explain it. It's more meaningful to take something.
Absolutely.
And, yeah.
Yes. In a way, it's giving it back. It's beauty, and we love that they are turned into objects that become a center of attention in people's homes, and they so many customers asking for a special piece for a special person in this special time of the year. And since we do find this material so special, the whole thing comes together and it has a very happy ending. And we feel very gratified when that happens, when we have people looking for something that is out of the ordinary and has this very exclusive qualities, and they present it to somebody that is a special person in their lives, a very loved one person, and these pieces find a new home.
Camila, tell us about the keychains, because that's something that's not expensive that someone can order very easily to give to someone. And I'm curious, what were the most popular things that people were ordering on your website this past Christmas here?
Well, about the keychains, in a way, we had so many bits and pieces left after my husband would finish a piece. There would be all these little pieces. So we were handling these little pieces, thinking, what can we do with these little morsels of barrels? And so my husband made them into funny little shapes. And I love doing little decors and painting. So I started painting just for fun, and we turned them into keychains, and we thought it was a fantastic idea. And they've been very well received. We did the same thing, actually, after finishing some of our creations. My husband had many staves ends that he didn't know what to do with.
Yeah.
So they were going to be discarded, and that somehow hurts us because it's against our philosophy. So we have a mirror that we have made with the stave ends, recycling the stave ends that otherwise would be discarded. And we are going to make more frames and work with that idea even further to be able to utilize them instead of discarding them.
Yeah.
And the pieces that we are most successful with are the benches.
Yes.
The little benches, the teeny tiny benches that we use as people use as footstools to support their feet while seated at the computer, or as a child's tool. They're teeny tiny little, very charming little pieces. And we have our best sold piece, it's called the Emperor's Seat. It's a medium-sized stool that is quite successful because it's that little versatile little piece that can go anywhere. And people use it in doorways to, you know, to take your shoes off, your muddy shoes, after entering in your home. That is a very, very useful little piece. And the platters and of course the menorahs. Who would have thought
yes.
that you could turn barrel staves into beautiful menorahs? These pieces are spectacular, absolutely spectacular, and we sell them very well.
Camilla Pistilli of Stil Novo Design, who specializes in artisan woodworking, thank you very, very much for joining us today on Wine and Dine.
Oh, thank you so much. It was a great pleasure for me.
If you like the idea of recycling wine barrels and using these wise wood pieces with a purpose, iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine. On the web at iwineradio.com.
Hello, everyone. My name is Gaia Gaia from Gaia Winery in Italy, and I'm on Wine and Dine Radio.